如果把量子放到月球
If we put a quantum on the moon,
他能活下去吗
Can he survive?
答案是很快就能了
The answer is that it will be very soon.
因为就在刚刚 NASA 宣布
Because just now, NASA announced
2026年下半年第一批基地设备将悄悄运抵月球
The first batch of base equipment will quietly arrive on the moon in the first half of 2026.
南极，那里有一个巨坑，阳光照不进去。
There is a huge pit in Antarctica where sunlight cannot reach.
温度低到零下200多度。
The temperature is as low as minus 200 degrees Celsius.
冷到连时间都像是凝固了，但科学家在坑底发现了一样东西，储量之大够全
Enough to fill the entire warehouse.
人类用上几千年
Humans have used it for thousands of years.
而它的名字你每天都在接触
And the name you encounter every day.
当年猎户座一艘飞船靠近那片区域时
When the spaceship Orion approached that area,
信号突然中断
The signal suddenly interrupted.
整整失联了47分钟。NASA 的解释却只有4个字：数据异常。更诡异的是，他们不但没有后退，反而决定把月球基地就建在那个位置的正上方。这帮人到底在里面发现了什么？还是说有人比 NASA 早就先到了一步？先说 NASA 打算怎么建这座基地，因为看完这个计划，你才会明白，这帮人不是在做梦，他们是真的要去住。整个月球基地分3个阶段推进。第一阶段 ，NASA 给它起了个让人心里一沉的名字，生存科学，不是建设，不是开发，是生存。月球白天地表被太阳炙烤到120多摄氏度。夜间直接跌破零下200度，昼夜温差超过400摄氏度。沙克尔顿坑的内部，几十亿年没见过一秒阳光。
It has been billions of years since the interior of Shackleton's pit has seen sunlight.
任何设备进去都是极端材料测试，能活着是真的很难的事。所以 NASA 的策略是从2027年初开始。
Therefore, NASA's strategy is to start from the early 2020s.
以近乎每月一次的节奏向月球南极输送着陆器，把通讯、电力、导航的基础零件一件件摆上去，先把架子搭起来再说。而更早的一步就是刚宣布的这个2026年底 ，Blue Origin 的着陆器打头阵，把第一批载荷送到沙克尔顿。连接山 Ridge 跟着去的还有一批真正让人觉得时代变了的东西月球车 NASA 选了两家公司各出方案其中一款叫 Flex 满载将近1吨
One of them called Flex was loaded with almost a ton
续航可以跑200公里
Can run for 200 kilometers
是阿波罗时代
It's the Apollo era
月球车的4倍多
4 times more than the rover.
但这辆车最让人在意的不是性能。
What's most striking about this car is not its performance.
而是它大部分时间压根不需要人开，无人模式下自己跑，自己采样。
Instead, he mostly didn't need anyone to operate in autonomous mode, and he could run and sample himself.
自己把数据传回来。
Send the data back.
宇航员不在的时候
When the astronauts are away,
他照常工作
He continued to work as usual.
月球上开始有了一点工厂的味道
There are some factories on the moon.
与此同时
At the same time,
NASA 还搞了一批月落无人机
NASA has also developed a new batch of lunar drones.
在轨道上部署后各自降落散布在目标区域中
After being deployed on the track, they each detach and scatter across the target area.
周围
Rounded
以厘米级精度扫描地形
Scan terrain with centimeter level precision.
顺带充当通讯中继节点。
Also act as a communication relay node.
说白了。
In short.
先让侦察兵进去。
Let the scouts go in first.
把地图做出来。
Make a map.
人再跟上。
Come on, keep going.
第二阶段才是真正建成核电站、采矿装备、生命。
The second stage is the real life of the nuclear power plant mining equipment.
维持系统分散布置，相隔数公里，铺开在月球表面，像一座没有屋顶的城市。
Maintain a distributed system spread over several kilometers on the lunar surface, resembling a city without a roof.
NASA 局长原话说
NASA administrator said,
最终规模会延伸到几百平方英里。
The final size will extend to several hundred square miles.
听到这里
Here,
你可能觉得有点科幻。
You might find it a bit sci-fi.
但你知道这件事要砸多少钱吗？
But did you know how much this costs?
七年$200亿。
$700 million.
其中100亿是美国国会刚专项批下来的。
Among them, $1 billion is the special allocation from the U.S. Congress.
这是肯尼迪时代登月竞赛以来。
This is since the Kennedy era.
美国对太空探索单次最大的一笔注资。
The largest single investment in space exploration by the United States.
接下来可以说说那个坑里到底是什么了。
What's inside that pit?
水就是你每天喝的洗脸。
Water is what you drink and wash your face with every day.
用的普通到不能再普通的那个东西。
Using something so ordinary that it's not even ordinary.
但问题是
But the problem is
那是月球，一个被认为干燥了几十亿年的地方。
That is a place on the moon that has been considered to be dry for billions of years.
那里的水不是液态。
The water is not in liquid form.
是被永久阴影封存的冰，估算储量超过6亿吨。
The ice reserves estimated to be permanently buried are over 60 million tons.
够全人类用上几千年。
Enough for all mankind to use for thousands of years.
而 NASA 要它根本不是为了喝水。
But NASA didn't need it for drinking.
可以拆解成氢和氧，放进火箭发动机就是推进剂。
It can be broken down into hydrogen and oxygen, which are then injected into a rocket engine to form propellant.
如果能在月球上就地炼出燃料，去
If we can produce fuel on the moon,
火星的飞船
Mars spaceship,
就不用从地球背着几百吨推进剂出发了。
No longer need to start with hundreds of tons of propellant from Earth.
月球将变成升空
The moon will be ascending.
真正意义上的加油站
A real gas station.
但故事到这里还没完
But the story is not over yet.
那个坑里除了水冰
Besides water ice, there is nothing in that pit.
还藏着另一样几乎没人提的东西
There is also another thing that almost no one talks about.
氦三，月球表面经历几十亿年。
Helium-3 on the lunar surface has been exposed to billions of years.
太阳风轰击，沉积了大量氦三。
The solar wind has deposited a large amount of helium-3.
这玩意在地球上几乎没有工业储量。
This thing has almost no industrial reserves on Earth.
却是核聚变的理想燃料。
However, the ideal fuel for nuclear fusion is
且几乎不产生放射性废料
and almost no radioactive waste is produced.
一公吨氦三释放的能量大约相当于一座中型城市燃煤20年的总量。
One ton of helium free released would have the energy equivalent to the total coal consumption of a medium-sized city for 20 years.
如果人类掌握了氦三聚变,
If humans master helium-3 fusion,
全球的能源版图,
Global Energy Map,
将被彻底改写。
This will be completely rewritten.
NASA 局长说了一句话,
NASA administrator said a sentence,
也许氦三真的会引爆一场月球经济。
Maybe helium-3 will really trigger a lunar economy.
他用的词是
The words he used were
也许，所以现在你明白那200亿在买什么了。
Maybe now you understand what those $2 billion are buying.
不只是科学
Not just science.
不只是去火星的练兵场
Not just a training ground for Mars.
那六亿吨冰加上可能改写能源历史的氦三
600 million tons of ice plus the potential to rewrite energy history with Ti-3
让月球南极变成了未来
Let the moon's south pole become the future
一百年里
In the past 100 years
太阳系中最值钱的一块地
The most valuable piece of land in the solar system.
谁先控制那片水冰?
Who controls that water ice first?
谁就掌握了整个深空的燃料补给权?
Whoever controls the entire fuel supply for ascension.
而就在 NASA 宣布这套计划的同一时间窗口,
And at the same time window that NASA announced this plan,
我们中国的嫦娥七号目标同样是月球南极，落地时间。
Our Chinese Chang 7 target is also the landing time on the lunar south pole.
同样在2026年前后。
Around the same time in the early 2020s.
虽然在发布会上
，although at the conference，
有记者直接问 NASA 局长
，A reporter directly asked the NASA administrator。
如果其他国家的设备落在同一区域怎么办
？What if equipment from other countries falls into the same area？
他的回答是
：His answer was，
他们必须确保先到。
They must ensure that they arrive first。
但显然有些事情不是他们说的算的。
But obviously, some things are not as they say。
因为那个坑从来就不只是 NASA 的。
Because that pit was never just NASA.